Louis de Rouvroy, Duc de Saint-Simon, was a Parisian nobleman. On his birth in 1675, King Louis XIV himself and his queen, Marie-Thérèse, stood as godparents. But he later incurred the king's displeasure and retired from court. His memoirs, written in the 1740s, long after the events described, provide one of the most complete and overtly critical accounts of life at the court of Louis XIV.
As for the king, nobody approached his magnificence. His buildings, who could number them? At the same time, who didn't deplore their pride, their caprice and their bad taste? He abandoned Saint-Germain and built nothing useful or attractive in Paris except the Pont Royal, and that only because of necessity, so that in spite of its unrivaled size, Paris is inferior to many cities across Europe. He delighted in tyrannizing nature, taming it with art and treasures. He built on and on at Versailles, without any general design, tacking together the beautiful and the ugly, the vast and the cramped. The magnificence of the gardens is astonishing, but using them provokes disgust. They are in similar bad taste. But to return to the year 1709, not even the troops were being paid anymore, despite the fact that no one could imagine what became of all the millions that came into the king's coffers. The Duchesse de Gramont proposed to her husband the idea of offering her silver to the king. This made a great hubbub at court. Nobody dared not to offer his own silver, but everyone offered it with a great deal of regret. Within a week, all the great people turned to earthenware and exhausted the supplies of all the shops where it was sold, while people of modest sort continued to eat off their silver dishes. The high cost of everything, and of bread in particular, continued to cause disturbances all over the realm. To amuse the people, the idle and the poor were employed to level a rather large hillock which was left upon the boulevard. And it was ordered that, as a salary, these workers should receive small quantities of bad bread. It happened that on the morning of Tuesday the 20th of August, there wasn't enough bread to go around. One woman amongst others cried out at this, which excited the rest to do the same. One by one, the shops closed, the disorder grew and spilled into the neighbouring streets. No one was hurt, but everywhere the cry was, "Bread, bread," and everywhere, bread was seized.